This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
And this is the Unview, the Thin,
the Rich, and the Fabulous.
Good morning to you as winter arrives in South Africa, in Johannesburg. Cape Town didn't look like this, by the way.
And it's raining today.
A little bit of rain.
I got spat on. This morning. The sky, it hates
me. I don't know, that sounds a bit exciting in a weird way. Sure. Are you well?
Not in a gay way, I wasn't.
I never
said
it in a gay way. You in did. A weird way, I said.
You did. You kind way. Of took it.
To yeah. What? And it's just. I don't know. Are you well?
How in a queer going? Way, maybe.
Oh, you're so
it's
weird. Sound,
it's
so
kind
weird.
Of like another word for weird.
You know that we're presenting an award at the Naledis.
Oh, I love the Naledis.
We're going to do this together this year.
All the single Naledis.
We've got sound and lighting and a ukulele.
And is sound and lighting one award or
no,
is there
it's
one
two
for
awards?
Oh wow!
Sound will win one,
yeah,
and then lighting another.
Oh,
so we've
amazing.
Got to come up with some stuff to do.
Yeah, I recently lost an award. So
yeah, I know you lost a Soma.
I feel like it would be great.
How
to,
many
to
Somas
give
have you won?
Out. None.
Oh, you won nothing?
No. I've been nominated a bunch of times. I enjoy the nomination. It's nice to be noticed and then immediately passed on. You know, it's like when a pretty girl greets you and then starts making out with someone else, you know.
you
wouldn't know. But
well, whatever. Yeah. We're also going to talk about World Class, the top mixology competition. We'll talk to the winner of that competition. We're going to chat a bit about the Naledi Awards and about the crowdfunding that's happening there. In the studio, our very special guests are from Avenue Q. We've got Ashley Harvey. We're going to have Daniel Geddes. We're going to have Graham Wicks and Jaco van Rensburg. We've got a whole group and crew of people. And
some furry characters
and
as well.
I get so excited because also there are a lot of furry characters that are going to open next week Friday in Johannesburg. Other furry characters. And they're all
Poralicious.
They're from Disney.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, Disney on Ice joins us in South Africa again. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do. I go see it twice. I said once here and once in Cape Town. I'm a Disney freak. As long as I can like jump on Minnie and Mickey, that's my thing. My favorite Disney character is the Genie and the Lamp. I love him. I'm obsessed. That's the best character in the
hands down.
And Baloo the Bear. I love Baloo the Bear.
Yeah.
The Bear Necessities. So on the line. We've got Tony Feldman from Showtime, and I know that Tony and Mrs. Producer, Hazel Feldman, every single year bring Disney to South Africa in the most spectacular way. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Hi, Alan.
I always love chatting you, Tony. I never know what's up your sleeve, if you're not doing Ultra, then we've got Disney on Ice.
Dynamo.
We've got The Illusionists, and they're all coming to students, all crazy. Tony, but let's focus on Disney on Ice. Dream Big is the theme. Dream Big.
Yes, it's a great theme, and I think it's quite an inspirational and encouraging theme. The short story of it basically can be whoever you want to be, and it focuses on the princesses and how the princesses became the shining light in their story. So it's dream big.
So it's a very princess story.
You want to be.
It's a very princess story. Okay, I like. But of course, a princess needs a prince. That's how it goes. So it's going to be lots of princes and princesses.
Of course. I mean, there's always something for the boys as well, and there's loads of princesses for the girls, and stories of fighting dragons and heroics and all the glitz and the glamour that comes with the Disney story. Again, and it's a massive production. I think we've got close to 20, 40-foot containers coming in full of shops and...
Sets, I mean, 20 and 30 containers. Containers of costumes. I mean, that's insane. And, of course, it's on ice. So the dome becomes all icy. You're doing it again in Johannesburg, in Durban, and in Cape Town.
Yes. I mean, last year we did Durban for the first time, and I mean, sales went through the roof. It's become a very staple part of the winter school holidays here in South Africa, and I think the three cities have embraced it. There's the kids are loving it, the parents love it, and it's it's a great day out for families, young and old, whether you're 3 years old or whether you're 83 years old.
It's true, actually. It's
you're
true.
Fascinated by the Disney stories and by the Disney fables.
Tony, we've got as I said, wonderful shows in Johannesburg. Opens next week, Friday the 22nd. That's in Joburg. The 11th of July, it's going to be in Cape Town, opening that weekend at the Grand West. And it's going to be at the ICC in Durban. What dates?
23rd, we open Joburg. Then on the 4th, we open in Durban. And then on the, I think it's the 12th, we open up in Cape Town.
Maybe the other days are.
Joburg, Durban, Cape Town.
Tony, thank you for joining us. Some big news coming to town. We've got a top musical.
Yes. I don't want to let it out the bag just yet, but we should have more information.
I think Mom let it out the bag. Mom let it out the bag.
Did she?
I think so, yeah.
They're probably trying to keep it, good. Put it back in the bag.
Yes, I mean, it's no secret, but we're bringing Chicago back, yeah.
Yeah, so you see, Chicago's coming back. Yeah,
yeah. Chicago.
That's it. Tony Feldman from Showtime. Yeah, sorry, brother, you were saying?
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, I've got to tell you, it's going to be Disney Ice is really, really cool, and Chicago's coming back, which is great. Anyone in here in Chicago? Anyone been in Chicago
been
before?
In Chicago, yeah.
Jack has been in Chicago. Been in Chicago. You have, eh? Who did you play? The little character?
I was dancer boy number 63. Very good.
Can you come and say it, Javier? What did you say?
I said I played dancer boy number 63 the last time.
That's a lot of dancer boys.
Good. Yeah, and it was a lot of moves.
Were you good?
I was fucking amazing.
So I thought you might have been the on the lap. What do they call it? The puppet? Not the puppet. The
ventriloquist.
Yes, the ventriloquist.
Maybe you would have been on the lap.
No, I was not. No. I did the real stuff. It's an awesome show. It's really, really cool.
Love it, Yaku van Rensburg from Avenue Q. But now we've got everybody in studio. So can we, guys? We spoke about princesses.
Yes, I had to correct
on
you.
On ice, why?
Princesses don't need princes. In fact, there was a hashtag not so long ago. Hashtag princes are trash. And we live in an age where princesses do not need a prince at all.
Did you watch Frozen?
I didn't need a
prince. The prince was a villain.
Elsa just needed her sister from Frozen. She didn't need a prince.
True.
Yeah, there's a lesson in there.
He's princess.
And her superpowers,
her ice superpowers.
Let me just do this quickly. Firstly, Prince Charming, Prince from Snow White kissed her to live. Okay, I know it's a bit okay, but let's go here.
Well, we saw Maleficent, what really happened.
Then, of course, Aladdin, Jasmine, they needed one another. Very good, very good. You saved the whole kingdom. Arabia, basically.
No, I don't know.
Even though it's Arabia, is it India? A constant work of where Aladdin comes from.
It's Arabia.
and if the man didn't kiss Ariel, she would not be walking. Or under the sea, whatever they were doing.
You know,
she gave up her voice.
You know the original story of the Little Mermaid? She actually, the prince married someone else, and every time she walked, it was absolute agony, and then she died and turned into sea foam.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the real story.
Okay, if we can go back to Disney.
And then all the family are. Yeah.
The end.
For all the kids out there.
All right, on that note, I thought it's Disney on ice. It's a little bit cold in Johannesburg because it's slightly frozen. Okay.
And we have a princess in studio.
And we have a princess in Ashton
Graham.
Hobble in studio. Graham.
Glad it wasn't me.
And so on that note, I thought we could all in studio, but Ash, you've got to lead until we get to Let It Go. Okay.
You see, now you want the woman to lead, but you're all about the prince saving the world, but actually it's the women who save the
world. Darling,
we've got to let you have this.
My angel, I'm gay. But I want the prince. I don't want the princess. Think about it.
Fair enough.
Come on. If Disney could just be princes, it would be perfect.
That was a joke.
Amen.
Okay, and let's go. One, two, three. Ash, you get it right. Come.
It's 11 minutes past 9.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen.
No one comes up here.
A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling with this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I tried.
But did you try everything?
Don't let them in. don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Turn away and shut the door. I don't care where they're going to stay. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Dead in the ditch.
That was good. That was tricky. Tricky from Avenue.
Tricky monster.
Hola.
Oh. I thought you were saying it was tricky.
It's tricky.
All right.
That's what happens when the princes get involved. With the
song. You see.
No, it just gets ruined.
Mess everything up.
I love that.
I loved it
but
too.
But you sounded so good, Ash.
I know, thank you.
I actually didn't want to even interject.
I know, right?
Our special guests in studio are the cast of some of the cast members of Avenue Q. Avenue Q was a top keep quiet. Broadway hit 15 years ago. At that particular time there were two phenomenal hits that hit Broadway. It was Wicked and Avenue Q. And Avenue Q stole all the awards that year. It's quite strange, actually. Yeah, we've got lots of Tonys.
Do you think humans were upset?
I think humans were upset.
Witches were.
Yeah. But in studio, we've got some very, very special guests. Firstly, we've got Ashley Harvey.
How's it?
And Ashley plays Kate Monster and Lucy the Slut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sometimes you're playing them together.
I am.
And it's interesting that you jump from two voices the whole time.
Mm.
How does that work for you?
Firstly,
let's explain how you do this. So you've got two puppets in your hand sometimes, and sometimes they help someone helping you. And can you just do Kate Monster talking to Lucy the Slut?
Oh, okay. So I'll do the scene where Lucy has sort of stumbled upon Princeton while Kate's gone to get some drinks, and Kate and Princeton are trying to hook up. But Lucy gets in there because she's Lucy the Slut, right?
Mm.
So Kate arrives and Lucy says, Kate says, "Why, hello. I'll have a squatch on the rocks. I am not a waitress. Aw, you're dating a monster. I dated a monster once, but I got sick of picking the fur out of my teeth. Oh, well, if your teeth are the problem, I could always take out a couple." So those are the two characters.
That is brilliant.
There are more.
But it's insane that she's doing it on stage. That's insane.
And sometimes someone else is
using the puppet.
Using the puppet that she's voicing.
It is quite an extraordinary program.
You have to be schizo.
And then,
how do you feel about the dichotomy of being both slut and innocent monster?
I've got to tell you something about Lucy the Slut. We don't see her naked on stage. Kate we see naked.
Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
So here's the proverbial question. Who is the slut?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Kate has quite a naughty. You think she's quite straight laced, but she's actually got some.
I mean, she gets
some
little
kinks there.
There's a monster
she's got
inside.
Got some moves and naked monster boobs.
So I must say, puppet nipples are an interesting thing when you see them for the first time.
Especially monster puppet nipples.
Yeah.
Melissa's convinced we still need to pierce them. She reckons we should get a piercing.
That's a brilliant idea.
Hashtag pierce the nipple.
But whose nipple?
Kate's.
Kate's or the other one? Or
Kate's.
Lucy. So that you can actually see a piercing.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
But what if you could see a piercing?
Do you know what? Can I just say something? Yaku, as producer, if you want to do this for a final night little vibe, maybe it's the
At least bejazzle.
Okay.
Ooh.
Then we've got two other great stars, and I've got to tell you, I'm so happy we brought Trekkie Monster back in.
Yeah, so good to be back.
Thank you, Graham. Daniel Geddes, we had you in studio. And of course, Graham Wicks, I'm so happy you brought Ramondo.
No, the name is Ricky.
Oh, I thought it was Ramonda. I got excited for a second.
It's all right. Ooh, you can call me whatever you
want. I saw Ramonda last night in a dirty video. I don't know.
Can totally be a
I think I saw that same video.
Okay. This, again, is such a cool little character that enters the stage. And I've got to explain this. Didn't you love the show?
The puppet runs his fingers through his hair.
Through his hair. He's so pretty.
And glorious.
And so, of course, one of the characters who is... who's the character that's not gay, initially?
Rod. I mean,
Rod.
No, Rod's in the closet.
Rod's in the closet.
Oh, I think he's not gay.
No. Rod's in the
closet.
Initially.
He's
Rod. So Rod is in the closet, and then Rod is set up with, of course, Ricky at the end.
Yours truly.
Or Ramondo, as Alan likes
Ramondo.
To call him.
Okay,
please, will you just do a couple of lines of this case?
Well, I just want to say this. Hola there, Rod. It is so nice to meet you. And it is also nice to meet you, Alan.
Oh, I'm
He's actually Lebanese.
Nothing like that. No, I don't mind a little Latino here. It didn't hurt anybody, I tell you. Oh, Latinos are very good. Very
I
good.
Might hurt you a little later.
I want to watch.
Yeah, so do I.
Ooh, it's okay. Getting much
Okay, so this is a phenomenal production. I want to remind people to go and see it because is that I know that we're 3-4 weeks into the run, maybe a bit longer, and there's still 5 weeks left. And this, I took a couple of people. Well, I took one friend from Pretoria, and he immediately got a group together. And this Saturday, we're all going. And this is for the third time, 20 people. Okay, so a lot of people.
It's
going to be so great because like all the Victoria gays. Like,
they're my favorite!
I will say the following, and I think it must be said, and maybe you guys will back me in this one, and Nathan, because you loved it. I mean, we saw it in the preview night. So, is that the show itself, people don't get initially. It's something that you've. Unless you, so when I was in New York, and Wayne Neistat said to me, please go and come in. I've booked us tickets. I'm taking you to see Avenue Q. And I thought, like, I want to see the Sesame Street. You know, boom. Okay, he said, no, listen to me. You have to come and see this show. So fine, I walk in and go and see the show. And I am blown away screaming on the floor that I actually booked a matinee ticket on that Wednesday or that Saturday to see it again. Because unless you understand, this is a very... brilliantly put together, satire piece with parodies, original music, brilliant characters, themes that are going to be un-PC but so brilliantly portrayed that no one will be offended. Has anyone walked out of the show? I doubt it. They would be very close-minded because you don't. But it's not for kids. It's not. It's puppet porn to some extent.
Porn.
Porn. I love it. What the internet is for.
Porn.
And so I want to just reiterate that you may get confused, but if you don't see the show, I think it would be something that you've missed in your life. I'm telling you. Especially if you know, because we get people that love and the thoroughly modern Millies and the Chicagos and these very straight laced great musicals, but this is if you're not like that musical, if you just feel if you're edgy, besides being musically and technically brilliant and you like that, you need to see this. This should be for bachelorette parties.
Oh yeah, totally. Oh. I mean, I think what's interesting about Avenue Q is that if you are a musical theatre lover, you'll love it. But even if you're not a musical theatre lover and you've never been to see a musical before, this is something you should cut your teeth on, for want of a better phrase.
Or break into, correct.
Exactly.
Get ready to break into.
Because, and if you love South Park and The Simpsons and, you know, stuff that is naughty and funny and quirky and a bit un-PC, then you're going to love the show. Yeah. You're going to love it. Okay. Yeah. So
like adult panto almost.
Yeah.
With puppets.
But also, you know, there's like a love story in there, and there's stories of friendship and feeling like you don't quite fit in and what's your purpose in life, and, you know, so also just things we grapple with every day in addition to the naughty bits and the puppet porn and the...
And it's nice to see humans and puppets together.
Mm.
Because I want to say that again. our three guests in studio are not humans in the show. Hmm. Not at all.
No.
You are monsters or you're puppets.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman is human. Yeah. And of course, our lovely
Brian Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas
well.
Eve is yeah, yeah. And Brian. Yeah, they're very like, can I say, it's just one of the
big I guys. Absolutely love Gary Coleman. Sorry, what's the actor's name?
Yummy.
He was absolutely fantastic. He's so amazing to watch. He just sucks you in. But I suppose all these characters do. I mean, you know, as soon as you see the bright colors and the set and everything, it takes you back to a childhood, but it's, you know, it's tailored for your adult mind. Yeah.
Different strokes to rule the world. Yes, it does. You've got to go and see it to get that. Okay, so we've got a song prepared for the cast. Come, Yaku. Yeah. Obviously, Yaku can sing and dance. So besides being the producer of the show, I love watching in the back in the box, by the way, because you're like, he's going out, Dan, he's singing with you guys, and he's like,
he's back in the box.
This is how producing, you end up becoming a part of the stage anyway. So that's the way it goes. All right, so come grab something.
Okay,
here. So let's set it up.
Remember, I'm just going to give you one note on the piano, guys.
Okay,
so
only one. Start only very one. Bad.
Yes. So if the intro's off, it's all good. You'll find it.
Now, who's singing the song?
The everybody. Whole, most of the cast sing this song, yeah. Sort of up front, towards the beginning of the show.
But we're going to skip the intro. We don't want to give the whole thing
no,
away.
No.
We're just going to give you a little taste.
Yaku's on his knees.
I want the big finish. Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I love a big finish.
Are you guys ready?
Mm.
All right, I'm have to. I'm just getting my little piano out.
Sucks to be
you on Avenue Q. On Avenue Q. On Avenue Q.
Sucks to be us,
but not when we're together. We're together here on Avenue Q. We live on Avenue Q. Till our dreams come true, we live on Avenue Q.
This is real life.
We live on Avenue Q.
They're gonna love it.
We live on Avenue Q.
Here's your keys.
Welcome to Avenue Q.
Well done. That's life on Avenue Q. That's
it
actually
is.
Amazing. It just sounds so musical. Those harmonies.
Yeah.
Is it to do with the harmonies? What is it?
Yeah.
It's something that
it's
really
got
just
such
takes
a classical
you to
musical sound.
Yeah.
Really,
you know.
But it is. It's a lot of harmonies. Mm. A lot of voices.
Lots
yes,
of
and I suppose
harmonies.
The different voices as well. You got
characters.
The Trekkie going ah, and you got, you know, Bad Idea Bear in there. You got like a whole bunch of weird things.
There's so much color in the sound as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, there's color in the sound. There's a lot of different voices, and then you have songs that are completely not PC.
Yeah.
And
so
take you by surprise.
So
which
what
is
your,
awesome. So your favorite song, Daniel,
has to be "The Internet
Is
for
Porn." It's got to be
absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Graham,
my favorite song would be actually "Going Back to College." A combination of that, it's a song that's sung at the end, near the end of the show, where everyone sort of reminisces on their days in college, as well as the song that Ashley sings, which is "Fine Fine Line."
Yeah,
beautiful.
Oh, beautiful song.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. That's a good. And yours?
I actually love the finale. That's my favorite song, for now. Right at the end of the show. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know why I love that song so much. Mm. I think because we're all singing together and all the puppets are on stage together. And
the message is
And the message is so
comforting.
Beautiful. Yeah, and there's so many different responses from the audience because the song is, it's sad and funny and lighthearted and serious all at the same time.
Because something happens at the end and you've got to see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, good things. And
yeah.
But life moves.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a really great
about.
Song.
Actually, on that note, Lucy the Slut sings a little song. Can we just have a little taste of... But I want to just say, Lucy's one of the characters, but I mean, your main character is Kate Monster.
Yes.
I think the lead in the whole production, if you think about it.
Yeah. Or Princeton.
And Princeton, played by Ryan
Flynn.
Flynn, yeah. So let's have a little bit of just an a cappella of what Lucy would sing. Lucy the Slut. Go, Ashley Harvey.
I can make you feel special when it sucks to be you. Let me make you feel special for an hour or two.
your life's a routine that repeats each day. No one cares who you are or what you say. And sometimes you feel like you're nobody, but you can feel like somebody with me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Trekkie got a bit excited there.
Wow, Trekkie's hiding under the table.
Well, that was great. So, Ashley, I mean, great career. I mean, the last show that I saw you.
Not Lucy the Slut.
No. Ashley, not Lucy. Was, of course, Funny Girl.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, the reviews were incredible. You got nominated for various awards.
Yeah.
It didn't come to Johannesburg, sadly.
No, it didn't.
Sadly.
Yeah.
But we had you on the line that one time.
I do remember that.
We had you
I
on the line.
I remember I was in my flat in Cape Town.
Yeah. The Cape Flat.
Right by the theatre. No, yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
So tell me about your life. Where did you fall in? Where are you from?
I'm from Johannesburg. I was born in Johannesburg and I've lived here my whole life.
And you schooled?
I went to Bryanston High.
What year did you matriculate? Let me see, because we were close friends at our schools.
What?
I was at Sandown.
Oh, I matriculated in 2000.
Oh, shame. I was in 95 with
Savannah. Oh, dear.
I was with Savannah Raffaelli those years.
And
it's just Savannah, a shout out because we'll do this. Savannah lost her dad this week.
Yeah, she did.
Our sympathies to you, Savannah, and to her brother Guy Raffaelli, one of the top directors. We were all at school together. So just a thought out there to you. Long life.
So I went to Bryanston High and then I went to Wits. And studied drama with Malcolm Perkey, and then among others, and and then I've done mainly straight plays, and Shakespeare, which is my first love. That's my thing, and then auditioned for musicals for a long time, but never managed to get in, and just didn't quite crack it. And then last year I got into Funny Girl. And that was my very first big musical.
You know, they're having a big Shakespeare festival in Johannesburg in the next 6 weeks. Alison Flute, who does...
Oh, yes, Alison, yeah.
So she's doing the PR on it.
Divine.
But this is so interesting because the kids that are doing this, a couple of the shows, and the young people...
It's a schools festival, right?
And the School for the Deaf is putting on, I think, Macbeth or Hamlet.
That's amazing.
And then the School for the Blind... Also, they're doing another, and then they're doing a joint deaf and blind Shakespearean. Could you imagine how brilliant that is?
That's amazing.
So the school, they're going to be doing, well, they have to listen. They've got to pass the exam, so they've got to do Shakespeare. So, whether you're doing in Braille and you're deaf, you've got. That's what you got to do. But it wouldn't be amazing to see it on stage?
I would love to see that, yeah.
I think William Shakespeare would be so proud of that in some way.
Well, William and Shakespeare wrote for the masses. I think in the 70s people started to make Shakespeare this big sort of untouchable thing. But actually Shakespeare's it's the soap opera of the day.
Absolutely.
So everyone should be... You know...
He was the Justin Bieber of his
He totally was.
Era.
He totally was.
That's true.
He was the Eminem of his time. Like, you know, in terms of like these...
Popular
these
culture, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and it's all true that often the Queen would sneak in to watch... Queen Elizabeth would sneak in, not just because you watch it in the movie Shakespeare in Love, but if you read the history books and theology on it.
Sat right up there in the gods.
The Queen would... I mean, of course, because those days, productions would come to court and be performed. And they would go to the Globe Theatre.
Have you guys heard the conspiracy theory that William Shakespeare's plays were actually written by Sir Francis Bacon? Very interesting. Well, I'm just saying
I'm kidding. Okay.
It's a great thing, you know, that the Flat Earth, they're all wonderful things to look up on YouTube.
But look, whatever you call him, whoever wrote them.
You lost me at Bacon.
He's still pretty
Daniel pretty Graham genius. Going like, oh, we're so bored here.
Yeah. I haven't had breakfast yet, so I heard Bacon and I was like, oh.
So, Ashley, and then, of course, you said you did Funny Girl. Now, again, a lovely, interesting role to play. Fanny Bryce. And, of course, it's based on on her getting into showbiz.
Yeah, and working for the Follies and just, you know, being, I think, similar to me, just not being the typical performer.
Yes,
you
because
know,
you
doesn't look
follies
doesn't look
weren't thin
right.
And they weren't blonde and
yeah.
Correct. And
you know, and not being a dancer and having to fight a bit to get in there and yeah. She did and she was amazing.
Of course, one of the best. Miss Bryce, who do you think you are?
I know.
I could go far. Okay, but now on that note, hold a second. Because this isn't this. Are we having fun? I think are we all having fun? Get cameras out because this is from Funny Girl and it's such a it actually apropos of what we're seeing with all our characters because what makes Don't Rain on My Parade. And so, again, there's been a little bit of rain here in Johannesburg. Cape Town's big storms hitting
yes.
today.
Yes.
Big storms.
We love it. We love it.
Big storms. Cape Town's going to be rocking. Roofs are going to go off today. that's what I'm saying. Just be careful.
They must get some rain, though. They needed that.
Yeah, as long as there's water,
So, Ash,
but how much of the song are we doing now, Alan?
I don't know.
As much as you want.
Yeah, but I'm going to just sing the whole thing then.
Okay,
No, we can't. We don't. Do you want it? No. You'd stop me when you'd had enough.
Okay.
Right. Well, Dan and Graham can go and get bacon. Go get breakfast.
Is there bacon in the building?
No.
There's no bacon.
No.
Don't. This is a non-Khazar building. What's wrong with you? And I'm not even Jewish. Aha. Move on. And are you ready?
Marginally, but
okay.
let's go.
Okay, come, let's see.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a wall of butter. Don't bring around the clouds or rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're alive?
10 o'clock in the morning.
9:35 in the morning.
Ashley Harvey, come on, that's got to be the biggest.
I also want to kind of take my clothes off.
I'm so hot. I had a hot flash. This is what happens when you're 40. I love it. That's Ashley Hardy. That's Harvey from Funny Girl. But we're going to chat more about Avenue Q and Ashley's career and the boys in the studio and lots of fun things. A big event happens this week. There are two major events in South Africa that laud and applaud the theatre and the entertainment world in particular. And it's the Naledi and the Fluter Cups. And I know that a lot of painstaking work goes into by all the judges. I know some of them personally, so they have to see sometimes 80 to 100 productions, okay? And they can't see less than 80 to 85% of them. So you're off to some schmuckeldorp to go watch something just because you haven't. It's so,
no, but it's true because they're not just going to the mainstream big places. No, they're going all over the place. Yeah. It's incredible.
The work that they've got to do. And I think this is really cool. On the line we've got Des Lindberg, who is I think the director, producer. How are you, Des? We've been singing in studio.
I'm fine. How are you? I'm laughing because you're wondering who I am.
No, I know exactly who you are. I just don't know what, because Des, you and your team end up doing everything. So you're script writing, then you're directing, then you...
I know. But officially, I'm the technical director.
Technical director.
That I have to liaise between all the people who make that super show happen. And this year, we've got the team to beat any team in the world. It's absolutely amazing. Because of the backstage stuff that's gone on and has been prepared and been provided. What the public doesn't often know, Alan, is that you go into a theatre, a beautiful place like the Teatro, which has been a donation to us this year by the Teatro, and we're deeply grateful for it. And we then have to bring in everything we need to make it really jump on television. And we've got the top lighting people, top sound people. Splitbeam is doing all the technical side of it. And I'm having a ball because I love that side of theatre.
Well, you know, Des, it's so cool because, again, this is a major production that has to be able to go live on the digital, the DSTV platform. That doesn't just... I want to just say this because it's really important. This is not going on to SABC. So the quality of the show has got to be... first class. It's going to be on CakeNet, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And Mzansi, I think.
And Mzansi, and on Catch Up.
And on Catch Up. And then, of course, that has got to be showcased on an international standard. So it has to be set up. And this is quite important. It's got to be set up exactly as the quality of the Academy Awards in terms of the way it will be filmed. So whatever comes off stage has got to look that way, by the way.
Well, absolutely right. And one of the challenges, and it's a wonderful challenge, is that we're sitting with an audience of 1,500 people, maybe 1,800 people in that auditorium. They are the live audience, and they've got to be entertained to a live show without gratuitous delays and breaks and things. Mm. So that's all up to the technical people who've planned this down to the last fingernail. And then, of course, it's got to go wonderfully onto television, which is a different kind of production altogether. So, you know, we've got this wonderful team, CMP, Clive Morris Productions.
Yeah, they're great, Clive.
In their van outside, are going to be mixing the show and getting it on screen in a very palatable way and a very entertaining way. And we're terribly excited about it.
There's another important thing, and this has to be said for the artists, is that the artists have got to be there to rehearse both Saturday and Sunday for technical. So yes, Nathan, you got your ukulele, so Sunday is a brief rehearsal, and then Monday, for similar to the Academy Awards, you sit there and you rehearse. So when you know, if you've been to the Academy Awards, I don't know if you have, Des, but something interesting. You know when you see the limousines come in? And then the stars get out. They've been there in the morning already rehearsing on stage. Those are the rules. They have to go and practice how they walk out, because otherwise they're going to look like fools. So it's so good to see
that. That's wonderful. It's an amazing kind of culture, which is... awards are an amazing culture because the rewards which people on stage receive are very often much less than they deserve. And these awards, all of the awards, the Tonys and the ones in England and our awards here, are terribly important to artists who want to write on their CV, we won an Naledi, we were nominated for an Naledi. And to me, that's very exciting too.
Des, can you explain this concept that I see now has come up on Facebook? Because I know that to be able to do this, you need funds. And so what is crowdfunding, and explain how it works?
Well, crowdfunding is a way of communicating with people who normally would maybe buy a ticket for it or just watch it on television. They might feel that they'd like to contribute to the future of this little culture we started called the Naledi Awards. And so we've appealed and asked them, companies and individuals, to send what they can. 12 rands, 1,200 rands, 12 million rands. It's a wonderful concept which seems to have emanated from America. And we're running it on those lines. And, you know, the appeal is out and people have contributed. And it's quite remarkable because however little or however often or seldom people contribute, it's a contribution. It's very important.
How can people do it? Do you just go to Facebook?
Well, Facebook is a good one because the link is always there, you know. So all the Facebook jockeys like me go and find things on Facebook.
The Facebook jockeys. I know, because you're not the Instagram and Twitter jockey yet.
I occasionally use Twitter, but very reluctantly because I don't want to be like Donald Trump.
Good point. Good point. So, Dez, on that note, if people want to come to the awards, are the tickets on sale as well?
Yeah, it's on sale at CompuTicket, and there are tickets available. And as you know, the Teatro Theatre is a magnificent theatre. The stalls are beautiful, mostly occupied by nominees and people in the business, but not all. And then the gallery is superb. It's like a sort of royal platinum gold gallery up there, where you really can see the entire show, including an enormous screen which we use for the audiovisuals. We're, in fact, having a look at the audiovisuals this afternoon, and that's also an exciting part of it, because there are the pictures of all the people who are nominated. And Dawn's just finished laying out the program, and it went to press yesterday. And I'm looking at the back page of the program, and that's doubly exciting, because what a sell that is for South Africa. If you show that to someone in Chicago or New York or L.A., and you say all these shows were actually the nominated ones, there were 100 others who weren't nominated, and these are the posters from those shows, they say, well, where were these on? All over the country. And we say, yes, some of them were, but most of them were here in South Africa, and most of them were in Gauteng, because a lot of stuff comes, beautiful stuff comes from the coast to Gauteng. And as you know, the Durban companies are superb, and so are the Cape Town companies, like the Fugard. And so all of those shows do show up where we hold the Naledis here in Gauteng. And that's so nice. It's like a shop window ad for this amazing industry we call show business.
Dez, on that note, we wish you well. We will see you at the awards,
I certainly shall. I'm at the moment busy on the program, and I'm looking and I'm seeing that Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe from Swing City will be presenting.
Yes, and with a ukulele. I don't know what we're doing lighting and sound, are we not?
Yeah.
Can we ask you? We want to do the sound awards mute. Finished in sign.
We're going to mime it.
Yeah, we'll mime it. And then the lighting award we want to do in the dark. I'm joking.
No, you're actually doing the best costume design and the best theatre set design.
Oh, yeah.
And we've arranged for the ukulele to be nicely amplified.
Oh, wonderful.
I have to tell you, my first instrument was a ukulele before I got a guitar ever.
Oh, they're so fantastic.
And I love the ukulele.
And what happened with this quick question, sorry, before we say goodbye to you. What happened to the town of the year? Who won? Did our town win?
I haven't heard the results.
We want to know who the door is. We're still waiting to hear that.
I think it did very well. It was doing very well at the point when that went out. But I have to find out what happened there. I think they won certain categories.
We love that. That was
what
the
was
best.
That Windpomp door?
What's the name of the door?
Wackerström.
Wackerström. Okay. Shout out to Wackerström. Our biggest fan base is in Wackerström. Okay.
And Slapström. That's what we call it. Wackerström. Okay.
Desmond Berg.
A place to sleep.
Desmond Berg, the technical director of the Naledi Awards 2018.
Does that make him technically a director?
He's brilliant. Thank you, Desmond Berg, for joining us. Don't forget Facebook, the Naledis, if you want to help. Go and contribute to crowdfunding. Go and get your tickets for the show this coming Monday at 7 o'clock from CompuTicket. Everyone in the business will be there. You going to be there?
Oh, I'm there.
You're there. Yeah, could come and grab.
We're doing a song.
Daniel's mic.
Hi.
Hi, Yaku. Yaku van Rensburg, very quiet in the background. Top choreographer, top dance. You are.
Also, famously, 63rd dancing boy from
Chicago.
Which I was very good.
Repeat, he was very good. He was excellent.
I loved it.
Besides that, he's produced Hedwig and The Angry Inch, and he's produced Irma...
The Mystery of Irma Vep.
Yeah, The Mystery of Irma Vep.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages. Mm-hmm. Which? How many of you... and, of course, you've got, this is not counted in this particular award.
Right.
How many of the others annoys Hedwig?
Yes, yeah. We've got nominations for all the productions. So
is Hedwig in this?
Hedwig isn't in this.
No,
in this
you're all going to be next year.
But yes. I hope so.
But what nominations you got in this
We've
one?
Got for Rock of Ages... and for The Mystery of Irma Vep. Those are the two we did last year, and we got nominated.
Oh, we had them all in studio. We had The Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Rocksmith, we spoke to about Irma Vep. And
and Wesley Lauder.
Yes.
And then Claire Taylor. And
we had
Josh.
Craig Abani.
Craig Abani.
We had, I love that. Yeah. My favorite guy in the world. He's kind of crazy. Andrew Webster. I love Andrew.
He's lovely.
Andrew Lloyd.
He's so hot, man. He's so hot. I'll tell you this. The Oak is so hot. Seriously, I've got like a crutch on the Oak. Hey,
I'm WhatsApping him now.
See, Alan's got. Did you see him with that blonde hair? He was
But he was slimy in that
show. Oh, but it was so hot.
He needs to be slimy, but really,
he was good.
I'm
having a blush.
You know, how embarrassing it is. Bumping into him at gym, and he tells you how old he is, and he's like, "Yes, I'm 104, and look how great I look."
I know. I said to him, I actually had that body when I was exactly 3.5 years old, and things have just gone. They've gone more robust since then. Anyway, on that note, before we close the show, prepare a nice song for us. What are we going to...
I've got one.
Okay, what you got for us? It's here. From 1944.
It is from 1944. It's relevant, I promise.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very
I love this song.
Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time.
What you drinking?
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Okay, from there it goes a little, gets a little
this
bit racist.
Awesome.
Yeah,
kind
of gets
Lucy
a bit.
Lucy likes it. She's having a bar.
Gets a little bit racist, this song, I'm not going to lie. But you know, it was 1944, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll just talk over this part.
What a Yankee.
Well,
in studio, we have got Evett de Jong, who won the mixology competition up here for World Class.
Yes.
Now, when they phone, they go, hi, Al, we're calling from World Class. World Class what? Like, which is
sounds
stupid.
Like a hotel.
It sounds like a hotel. But World Class is an event that takes place. I've actually been where you guys spend quite a lot of time.
Lots of time.
Lots of time.
Lots of time.
Creating mixology recipes,
yes.
Which is cocktail recipes, basically.
Correct.
And and using the most interesting drinks and getting people basically to taste and appreciate how you mix things together. That's why the song is there. Well
yes.
Done. I love you. So clever. And basically, the coolest part of it is that you just get people drunk and loving cocktail.
That's it. That's the point. Yeah. And in developing, we also do a lot of drinking as well.
Yeah, so it's drinking and developing.
That's it. Yeah. So it's.
These are the best. I'm working. I'm drunk, and this is just. I've got the right. So firstly, tell me something. Because your bar generally nominates you, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Where's your bar?
Okay, so I don't work for a fixed bar. I work for a mobile bar company called Molecular Bars.
Okay.
So we're based in Sandton.
Okay.
We pretty much run events for anybody.
People hire you. You come into our house. You throw the bat mitzvah, the bar mitzvah, the wedding, the whole.
Correct.
Bar. Got it. Okay. Yes. Cool. So you work. So they threw your name into the pot.
So yeah, I actually. I'm one of the owners, so what we do is we choose every year who's going to be with the guy who gets to do
it. So you're an owner. So you own the bar, you drink from the bar, and you make the mixology and do the recipes.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I love it all together. All right, so Evett de Jong, what did you make this year? Unfortunately, if you see the signs, because of the desk and stuff, we can't have drinks in the studio because otherwise we'd all be drunk, actually. It would be fun at 9 o'clock in the morning. But we actually did it once before. Sumis and I got drunk in the studio with you guys. It was really, well, with
I'm sure it was more complicated than a rum and Coca-Cola as well.
Nah, well, yes. So what was it?
So there were a couple of challenges that we had to do in order to qualify for this. So, I mean, I'll just select the one and go from there. So one of the drinks that I designed for this was using Tanqueray 10. Which is a gin. I then took that and I fat washed that with chickpeas, avocado and coconut. So essentially what you do is you create sort of a very thick sort of mouthfeel and then you infuse the fats, the natural fats from the coconut, the chickpeas, the avocado with the gin.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And then I created a...
I feel like I'm on diet.
And then I created a rhubarb shrub. So a shrub is a drinking vinegar that I made from rhubarb. And then freshly pressed celery. And then the aquafiber, which is the juice that the chickpeas sat in, I used that to create a, sort of like a foam and texture on top of that. And then I called that entangled. The whole process behind that, or the whole thought process behind that, was to become entangled or intertwined with nature. That's why I selected so many natural sort of vegetables. And
I'm happy flavors. You brought up the word gin. And I'll tell you why, because firstly, gin's a vodka. Well, hold on, that's a debatable thing. Because when someone said it to me, I said... What cuck are you talking about? No, recently, I was actually on a series and someone said that it comes from vodka. I'm like, really? What do you know? But I did look it up, that it is an infused version.
Yeah, so neutral grain spirit infused with juniper berries and then you've chemically have gin.
What I do love is we have a gin revolution happening where people are making their own gins and they're infusing their own gins with things like lavender from let's say, Franschhoek and or herbs from the Dibos, what do they call it?
Fynbos.
Or they, seriously, people went to Limpopo and using the Amarula drops there with mixed with, chamomile, they're all doing that stuff. It's a very cool revolution.
It's massive, yeah. It's huge.
I mean, it doesn't help for AA's Anonymous, but for the rest of us,
all.
Until you admit it, it's okay. but that's a cool thing. And it's basically, what I like about this is that I think over the past 5 years, maybe 10 years, we've seen that it's no longer just a Brandewijn and Coke.
Yes, yeah.
Tuna, or a rum and a Coke from 1944.
Yes.
We're now seeing that people are mixing... And again, pairing food and cocktails.
100%. Okay,
which is a good thing. So it's no longer food and wine. It's food and cocktails or food and... I mean, the whiskey, what they've done with whiskeys, it's kind of crazy. Because they actually did whiskey. They played with whiskeys. The famous mint julep from years ago is a whiskey, bourbon-based.
Bourbon-based, yes.
Which again, debatable things. Yeah, is it a whiskey? Is it a bourbon? But again, brilliant, brilliant stuff. So now, what happens to you now, Everett? Where do you go?
So what happens now is the top 10 in the country have been selected, and we go down to Cape Town on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of this month. And
I wish I'm there. We want to go drink. I'm joking. Yeah.
And we compete for the title of South Africa's Best Bartender. And once you get selected as that, then you go over to Berlin later this year and compete in the massive global competition, which is about 63 countries at the moment. So the best bartender from 63 different countries, and then you become the world's best.
The world's best. Because they had it, I think, a couple of years ago in Florida, in Miami.
Last year was Mexico, the year before was Miami. Miami.
Yeah. Yes. So interesting. It's cool. I'm just saying it's doing good things for bar people, and now people study this, by the way.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They study mixology. Same as a chef will study,
gastronomy.
Is that what the... I don't think it's gastronomy.
No, not quite.
No, mixology is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I thought you were saying you guys study mixology, restaurants.
Is it good?
Study gastronomy. No?
Is it? I thought I'd just go to chef school and...
I always think this gastronomy always just sounds like something wrong with you.
Firstly, we're going to come play with you. Maybe we'll do a pre-record because we'll drink some stuff and do some cool things. We look forward to seeing how you do in the competition at the end of the month.
Thank you very much.
World class, as I said, it is a great competition. I'm happy you came into the studio because this show is about entertainment, food, drink, singing, dancing, the world of lights and cameras and action, and it's cool things. So thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me, man.
So
it's
cool.
Great.
On that note, listen, before we go, we need to have a play out with a nice, fun song.
How's this?
I don't want to sit here sitting on gin and juice. I think we've got to go back to like a Disney thing here.
Come on, but this is a country remix of a Snoop Dogg song. You can't go wrong.
I don't want to... They're all trying to listen to this. Sipping on gin and juice. Do you know the song?
I don't.
Okay. All right, listen. We actually got talent. I'm not saying they're not talented, but we've got real singers in the studio.
Oh, what do you, you want them to sing?
I think we should sing something. Let's, guys, what should we play out with? Let's think of a nice song that we could all do together. Should we close with Disney?
Yeah, why not? Let's do a Disney song.
Let's link back to Disney on Ice.
Which?
Haven't you been... What have we got? A whole new...
Classic.
Oh, don't you dare close your eyes.
Wow.
I love that song.
Oh, I love this. It's one of my best songs ever.
No,
but
I love this.
But let's not do Peebo. Let's go with the original.
The original.
Yeah.
The original.
I can show you the world. That one, yeah.
I can show you the
you
world.
You don't start. Aladdin starts.
Yeah, take that, Ash.
What if I want to be Aladdin, guys?
In the hood.
Okay, get ready, boys. I should know this. Seriously.
I can show you the world.
Higher than you thought it was, hey.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder.
Yes, Alan, go for
it. Over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride. A whole new world.
We hope that you have the best week ahead of you. We're in the month of June. It's good to be with you here on the show. Nathan's been fun. So much music.
Yeah, so much red.
show, we just, yeah.
You'd think these trained singers would have some idea of mic technique.
But this is just shouting.
Sharing headphones.
We're sharing headphones.
Lyrics.
I want to thank our very special guests in studio from Avenue Q, Ashley Harvey, Daniel Geddes, Graham Wicks, and Jakob van Rensburg, our producer of that show. It's happening up until July, so go and get your tickets, and it's at the Peter Turin in Four Ways. Rock and roll it. Please go and see the show. This is a bachelor party. It's really, really cool to go to. Disney on Ice happens in Johannesburg, in Durban, and in Cape Town. Thank you very much, Tony Feldman, for joining us on the show. Disney on Ice, dream big. Go and get your tickets. Great for the whole family. Don't follow this man in the mixology of the world-class event. Thank you, Everett de Jong, for being in studio. And Des Lindberg, the Naledi Awards 2018 happen on Monday at the Teatro in Monte Cassino. This has been a great show. Nathan, I'll speak a lot of practicing this weekend to prepare for the ladies, by the way.
Yes. This is the unview, though.
Where we are the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Cheers, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.